So it can, you can say you're not offering sacrifice of bulls or all these things. You're bringing your tithes and offerings to the church. And he said, I will not take a bull from your house nor goats out of your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know all the birds of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. Why God has to say this? He said, everything in the world and the world is mine. I created them. And he said, I'm not hungry for those things. But he warns. He said, verse 13, will I eat the flesh of the bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. God needs us, not just our things. More than anything else, God needs our hearts. God needs our attention. We sang songs, we praised the Lord. And you know, we are talking about God, what he can do for us and what he does for us. But my question is today, what we do for God. He's good, no doubt about it. He's merciful, there's no doubt about it. His grace is upon us, no doubt about it. He never changes, no doubt about it. He defeated the death for us, no doubt about it. He's with us, there's no doubt about it. But what about us? What about our response to his goodness? What is our response to his goodness? What do we do? He said, I don't need these things. Not just those things, but I need you. I need your heart. I need your thanksgiving that you glorify me. God needs us. And everything else will be provided or met. Everything else. The most important need of ours is God. Not money. Not even healing. Not other things which we are looking for, which we are running for. If we have God or seeking God in everything we need, I tell you, those things will automatically be met. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, if you go with me to that verse, please. It's okay? Okay to talk this? Because this is God putting in my heart to talk to you. We need to draw near to him. I'm not saying you're not a child of God. I'm not saying that you don't read your Bible or you don't pray, you don't go to church. But I'm talking about we need to come more closer to him. We need to learn to sit at his feet and hear his voice. For everything in life. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, please. And I believe you all know this. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But all those things. You know, he's talking about the daily needs of our life there in a previous verses. And I'm shocked that a lot of Christians don't just get this teaching, which was just very beginning of the Jesus ministry. He's kind of said in the very beginning, I'm going to take care of your food. I'm going to take care of your clothing. I'm going to take care of your shelter. I'm going to take care of everything you need to live on this earth. But you start seeking me first. And sometimes we want more revelations than the basic principles. God, what do you want to talk to me? Speak to me. He's talking to us. He simply is talking to us, seek His kingdom first and His righteousness. Means seeking Him in everything. Sitting with Him, God, what do you want from my life? It's all you did for me, now what do you want from me? A lot of us, we struggle because we want to do our own, not seeking His will. We have our things and we say, God, just do it this. Do this, please. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, do this, do this, do this, do this. He will do it because He's a good God. He's a good Father. He will do it. But we still struggle because a lot of struggles. I'm not saying all the struggles are from the devil. All the struggles are just the enemy doesn't like us. Yes, definitely from the devil, but somewhere we open the doors too. Because we don't listen to the voice of the Lord. We don't have a time for God. We just want to do our things. You know, God has a plan for all of us. All of us. When Gabriel appeared to Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, and he was not even in his mother's womb, the angel told his future to his father before he was ever came in. And what do you and me? God has a future for us. God has a future for you. He already planned something. He already decided something. And whatever He decided for us, and that is the best. That is the best thing. When I got saved, you know, and I shared my testimony in the minister's retreat, My reason for myself was behind the bars. Living, you know, in the jail. That was when I was 18 or 19 years old because I wanted to murder my father. I had a plan for myself. I grew up hating my father because my father was very abusive. And I had just, you know, and I thought, this is the guy who's destroying my life and destroying all my brothers and sisters, my siblings. And when I grew up, I just decided I'm going to kill him. And one day I told him, I said, I know I'm going to die, but before I die, I'll kill you. That was my future for myself. Now, we all have some kind of a future. Maybe you don't have a future like which I think, and you should not have that kind of. You may have other things, better things for your life, but God has the best for you and me. He has planned the best thing for you and me. He's looking for us that we may come to Him and sit at His feet and ask Him, what do you want from me? What is your will for me? And just look to the life of Jesus. He said, I don't do anything by myself. But I do what I see my Father do. I do exact will of my Father. If he needed to know God's will for his life, and he needed to do, what about us? We are not more holy than him. We are not more wiser than him. We are not more anointed than him, right? If he needed to know God's will and seek his face, then we need to. He spent time with God, not just 1 minute, 2 minutes, or 5 minutes. Okay, I pray today. You know, some people say, hey, brother, I read Bible day and night, one verse in the night and one verse in the morning. That's day and night. Not the day and night. You know, did you ever thought about it? that something you're working on and you spend years and months and hours together and still didn't get it. But imagine if you just spend some time seriously with God on that thing, He will give you the answer for that. You will save a lot of time and you will have a peace of mind. Seeking Him. Bible says in James chapter 4 verse 8, draw near to Him and He will draw near to you. I'm not talking about just the sinners need to draw, but the Christians need to draw near to Him too. They're called His sons and daughters, but they're not walking with Him. They're doing what they want, like the prodigal son. Right? He was still a son. Still a son. You know that when he came back, father was not saying you are not anymore my son. He accepted him as a son. But he wanted to do his own. When he was in his father's house, he had everything he needed. Not struggling at all. But when he was away from his father's house, the Bible says he was eating the same thing but the pigs were eating. And the Bible says he was gladly eating that part. Gladly. You know, sometimes when we are away from God's presence, we are glad in that worst situation. We are glad. Even we are struggling. And we don't want to come back. Sometimes our ego, our pride, because I made a decision to leave. I made a decision to do my own. But thank God he came to his own self. And he turned back. When you turn back to God, and then he will always give you what you need, and more than that. He said, Father, I'm not worthy anymore to be called your son, right? Just keep me as one of your slaves, as a servant. But Father didn't pay attention. He said, bring a new dress, best robe for him, shoes, you know, food, have a party. Father is more excited than us. Amen. Amen. You know, God will do for us what we think about beyond that. He will do beyond our imagination, but we need to draw near to Him, sir. Father was not reaching where his son was because it was his decision to go away. But he knew always his father is a good father. He had a confidence to come back. You know that story, the prodigal son? Or we should read that? How many of you know that? Okay. You know that story that he always knew when he was in a bad situation, he knew that his father is a good father. I will just ask my father to just keep me as a servant. I'm not worthy to be called your son anymore. And we all know that our father is a good father. We sang the songs that he's a good father. He's a merciful. He's a gracious. But if we want to enjoy the blessings of our Heavenly Father, we need to draw near to him. We need to draw near to him. We need to take extra time in prayer, reading our Bibles and meditating on the scriptures. Not just as a religious activity, but as doing as because I need it. And that is our need. Our most important need is spending time with God. Searching God, seeking His face. Not just when you are in a trouble, but every time. All the time. Every day. Not just when you come to church, but when you're at home. when you are at home. You say, brother, I don't have a time. Nobody does. No one? Do you have a time for a phone? Do we have a time for a social media? I'm just saying it. You like it or not like it, that's okay. But let's be reasonable. If we do have a time for a social media, then we have a time for God too. How you will face God one day then? How you'll say, God, I didn't have a time. We will never have a time. You have to take a time. You have to make a time. You have to save a time. You have to decide that I am going to take this time and spend with the Lord. You have to make a decision that this much time every day I'm going to spend with God. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to pray. I'm going to meditate on the scripture. I'm going to shut down my phone for that time. It is a hard thing, I'm telling you. The devil, one of my friends just recently, we were talking, he said he was looking at his phone and looked at his Facebook, and his sister walked up to him and said, this is time hole. And that's true. That's true. Don't look at me in that. But isn't right? Isn't right? You saw what happened yesterday night, right? Do we have any responsibility towards that? Yes, we do. God is not going to ask a people, those are not a Christian. He will not make them responsible, but he will make responsible for us because we know better. They are in a darkness. They don't know how to pray. They don't know whom to go. But we know. We know. We are the light of the world. Right? We are the light of the world. So what should the light do? What should the light do? Sit and say, I'm light. Look at me. I'm light. Light need to do his work. If you and me are a light, then we need to bring light to this world. And we need to bring God's light into this darkness by spending time with him. Sitting at his feet. When you sit at his feet, the presence of God will manifest through your life, man. People will come to you, people will talk to you, and they will like to be around you because the peace they will receive around you, they will never receive anywhere else. The healing they will find around you, they will not find anywhere else. But that's not just coming because you are a Christian. That's not just going to happen. You have to rub with God. Sit at his presence. When Peter and John, the first miracle happened, and they was thinking, who are these guys? Then they found out they were with Jesus. Right? They were with Jesus. What Jesus did, they did the same things. And we will do the same thing. When the presence of God is around you, you know, sometimes you don't need to tell people. People will be attracted to that presence. People will be attracted to that peace. People will be attracted to that joy. People will be attracted to the light you carry. Because this is not normal light. This is not a worldly peace. This is a peace of God. Hallelujah. It's a peace of God. And in the world we live, you know, those people are not, I mean, Christians. They're not Christians. They are idol worshippers. The darkness. Just everywhere. The people don't even know who Jesus is. They say, where does he live? And you say, do you know about Jesus? Where does he live? Sometimes they say. They don't know it. But they see change in us. the power of God attracts them towards God. You and me are a carrier of God's power. You and me are a carrier of God's presence. You and me are a carrier of God's peace and healing and deliverance and prosperity, what you name. But how you carry? You fill yourself first. The person who speaks in tongues edifies himself, right? What he does? Edifies himself. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. It says the person who speaks in tongues edifies himself. So let's edify ourselves by sitting at his feet and speaking in tongues and praying. And we edify ourselves in our spirit man by meditating on the scriptures, reading a Bible. Most of the time, whenever the Lord spoke to me, he spoke to me when I'm sitting at his feet. Not even searching for those things, not even praying for those things, but he will suddenly speak those things to me. He will guide me through to his word. My problems, my whatever I needed. One time we, in a June 28 and 2017, and all the staff, us, we always, before we start any work, we just spend time, a kind of a 1.5 hour prayer. Every day, 1.5 hours. Prayer time, just all together, but individually we all do more than that. But as a group, we just 1.5 hour. Every work can wait, but God will not. That's our decision. Everything can wait. Everything, but God will not. So we decided, and that day, we were left with $6. And the school was starting on July 8th, and this is June 28th. I didn't have any money too. In my mind, I was thinking, if I need to buy a grocery for my house, I'll do it. But when you're sitting at his feet, you know that your help comes from him. But that's not coming when you're running around. And my mind was not calm at all. The 30th June, the salary of the staff we need to pay, the rent of the building need to pay. School, the Bible school was starting on July 8th. And, in the school, we have to provide food and everything for the students. And nobody can start a Bible school or anything with the $6, right? No. But I was sitting, and the first half an hour, I was struggling in a prayer. My mind was, the thoughts were just coming into my mind. Did you ever have that? Did you? Yes, we all do. But after half an hour, I got up. I got angry. And then that sanctuary where we were praying, I started walking towards, and other staffs were praying, and we started walking. I started walking up and down and started praising the Lord and speaking his word. Hallelujah. Speaking his word, saying, God, I thank you. You are the Jehovah Jireh. In the top of your mountain, there is a provision. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise. Next hour, I just did that. Spending time in his presence, speaking his word, talking to the Lord, not just begging, but glorifying him. Magnifying him. And first thing happened, the presence of God took over all of my thoughts. And I was calmed down completely. That pressure was gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In his presence, everything will be provided. Everything. We need to seek him. We need to learn to spend time with him. Amen. It's a learning process. Our bodies doesn't want it. Our flesh doesn't want it. Our mind doesn't want it. Right? When Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, And he asked his disciples to pray. They didn't. They were sleeping. He said, couldn't you walk, be awake with me or watch with me for 1 hour? 1 hour? So he asked them to pray at least for 1 hour, right? And they didn't. Three times. He said, now sleep, rest. That's what he said. If he asked them, he's asking us too. To spend time with him. We need to take a time. You say, brother, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. I don't need to spend that time. We all need. We need Jesus, right? We need. You have a problem at home? Come on, sit at his feet. Sit at his feet. Have a counsel with him. I'm not against going to the counseling and advisors, but we spend time there, right? Why not at his feet? Go there, it's okay. But let's first go to the real counselor. He not just answer you, but he will solve your problem too. Amen. He will not just advise you what to do or not, but he will solve it too. You need to sit at his feet. Learn. We need to learn. So after that hour, my mind was calmed down and we came out of a prayer. Man, I started getting text, after phone calls. Brother, we are sending this amount of money. We are sending this amount of money. We are sending this amount of money. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And when the July 8 came and we almost received 3,000 USD. And only $250 from US, rest of the amount was from India. Hallelujah. Rest of the amount. Not just one person, but many people. The presence of God. Man, we enter into that presence, and that presence changes everything. I'm not saying God doesn't live in us. He lives in us all the time. But how? What we do with that is living within us. Do we take quality time to have fellowship with him? Let's discuss with him our problems. Discuss with him our situations, our neighborhood, our community, our family, our country, or our church. He said, I'm not seeking. I'm not hungry for other things. Thank God, the offerings and tithes, the sacrifice we do, we give to the Lord. But more than that, we need to sit at his feet. We need to sit at his feet. We need to take time. Amen. He said, seek his kingdom. Let's read that verse again, please. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all, not just half of it, all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. All. What you need. Name it. That comes in all, right? All. Your spiritual need, your mental need, your physical need, your financial need, whatever. All. It will be added unto you. But we need to seek. Seek. How you do, take your time. Take your Bible. Start with 15 minutes. Half an hour. When you read, say, God, I'm reading. I'm sitting. Just speak to me. Talk to him. Talk to your heart to him. Worship him. Worship him. Make a decision. It's not you feel it or not feel it. A lot of time you don't feel it at all. But you take a time. You made the decision. When I do this, when I make those decisions in my life that I'm going to spend time, I make a decision. I tell people, I'm not going to pick up any call. I'm not going to answer any phone call. I'm not going to talk to my staff. I want to talk to him. And once I'm done with that, man, everything just calms down. And the thing just falls in its way. I'm not saying I don't face challenges. I keep facing challenges, but I always have a strength. Because I'm spending time with Him. And my strength comes from Him. Amen? Yeah. Amen? Our strength comes from Him. It's not our strength solves our problem. It is God's strength solves our problem. It is God's power. You want your children to be changed or saved? Sit at His feet and they will change. God's power will do it. I'm speaking to somebody this. Very specific. I don't know. But when you're praying for your child, come on, spend a quality time with God. Just for that child. And you will see the change. You will see the change. You will see the change, I said. As I said, my father was not saved. I already shared that testimony in the retreat. And you know what did I do? Number one, I forgave him. But every day I started praying half an hour for him. Every day. I was spending time with God for others. But specific prayer just from my father. Half an hour. He was not saved against us, against the work of God, telling people, don't send your children there. But God still loved him, right? And I made a decision that I'm going to pray. Every day. I prayed in my own known language for some time, but most of the time I just said, Holy Spirit, I'm depending on you, and you lead me, however. But I'm here. I'm here to pray. Holy Spirit is not going to pray for us, okay? He's not going to take our place. We need to do it. He will help us in a prayer. Amen? Some people say, Holy Spirit will do it. He will not do it. He will help you in a prayer. How to pray? What to pray for those things? Sometimes we don't know how to pray, right? I'm not expert in praying, but the Holy Spirit is. Jesus, He said He will do according to the will of the Father. Amen? It's amazing that He give you help, which will help us to pray according to His will. And that will never go wrong, right? Will of the Father, praying according to the will of the Father will never go wrong. So I started praying for my father for half an hour. After 2 months, I got a surety in my heart. And the Holy Spirit said, start thanking Him, thanking God for him that He changed. He was not changed, but He said, do start doing it. Because in the spiritual world, something already happened. We are in the spiritual world. The forces, the taking our children, taking our family members away, this is not normal. Don't just sit back and say, they are doing their own will. They are doing their own will, but their power of darkness attracting them towards those things. So how you win that? Sitting at His feet. Amen. Amen. And I started thanking God for next 2 months. And when I met him, he was changed. He was changed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He asked sorry. He said, I apologize. And I said, you need to ask sorry from that pastor and that pastor, because he was against the pastors. He was speaking to the pastor. He will see on their face and they will wish him. He will just look, not a straight look. And people will just be amazed. And he was not nice to them. But he did. Well, who did that? God. God. When those powers of darkness are pushed back. They cannot be pushed back by our own power. You cannot. One thing in the last 30 years I have learned. You cannot change a man. You cannot even change a child's will. Forget about the adult one. Did you experience that? Yeah. I did. You cannot change a child's will. How you can change an adult? So how that can happen? God can do it. The things which are impossible for a man, those are possible with God. Amen? So we need to come at His feet. Learn and seek Him. Amen? Amen. I want to give you I want to give you an invitation today to commit your life to Him, to spend time with Him, if you want it. Okay? Is there anybody who need to come back to the Father's house and you're already gone? You are a Christian, but you're not doing right. You're not living right. And you're struggling. Don't be ashamed. Come up if you need. Brother, can you have some music, please? Some keys on. Thank you. And if anybody, you can come up and we'll pray with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Anybody, you want to come up? Commit your life to the Lord? You can come up. This is your time. I'll lay hand on you and believe with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'll wait on you. Thank you, sister. Hallelujah. Anybody else?
I'm always saying I never have time, and I get frustrated with life.
Thank you for you being honest.
And that's my problem. I don't sit still, and then when I'm sleeping, and I'm reading my Bible, and then I'm sleeping, and I don't like that.
Have fun with me, but I keep doing it. Keep doing it. Don't be afraid of that. Devil just tells that. You're sleeping. You're not doing it. I had this. Happens. But I kept doing it. And God will strengthen you on that. Anybody else? I'll pray for sister. Anybody else? Please come up if you need help. Then God will help you today. Hallelujah. Come on, close your eyes, please. Close your eyes. And if you want to come, I still want you. I know that you need to come up. And it's your decision to make it. God, I'm standing today. I want to do what you want me to do. I don't want to do what I want. I tried my best with my own strength, but I want to rely on your power. I want to rely on your strength. I want to rely on your anointing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We worship your name, God. We worship you. Oh, lift up you. We lift our hands to you, Lord. And we worship you. Thank you for your presence. Your presence makes changes, Lord. As your people decide to make a decision, let the anointing of God bring the change. Never be the same again. Hallelujah. Thank you. Just receive that help. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. You will see it. You will see it. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Father, for doing it. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, for this dear sister, God. I pray, let this happen. Holy Gossi Kendi. Lirabago so kondo, boshondo, boso. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You will see change in those areas of your life. Just relax. Thank you, Lord. Just relax. Thank you, Father. I give you praise, God. I give you honor. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I'll pray for healing if anybody needs healing. Yes. You have a problem with the ear. In the name of Jesus, I command this sickness to leave. And I command this ear to be healed. Thank you, Lord, for healing this ear. And I speak this ear be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for doing it. Check for me, please. Check your ear. Anybody has a problem with the backbone or bones or your joints, please come up late. And a lot of people get healed with this bones problem and joint problems in our meetings. And if you need a healing in that area, I'll pray with you and pray for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you have a bones problem or joint problems, cervical, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You have a pain? Where is the joints? No, check it yourself. Check yourself. Check. Don't be afraid. Just say, Lord, thank you. I'm healed. Check it out. Just move your, yes, move your fingers, fold your fingers. And check your, yes. Check yourself. Thank you. Tell me now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Tell me. What? Tell me, what are you feeling now?
I'm really feeling it now. It's not all the time.
It's not all the time. Okay.
It comes and goes.
It comes and goes. So lift up your hands. Say, Lord, thank you. I am a healer. I receive my healing. In the name of Jesus, I command this. Never come back. Get out. Be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, to be healed. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. In Jesus' name. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I have scoliosis and crooked fingers and pain in my hip and neck.
Do you still have pain? You have a pain right now?
I don't have any pain in my fingers. They're just all crooked.
You have pain?
Okay, but they're all crooked.
Okay. And the hip?
My hip, yeah.
You had a pain before? Or?
Yes, that's been quite. I can't, when I go up the steps, I can't step on a step. It's really painful.
It's painful? Okay. Where are the steps? Can you step up? Step up some. Yeah, I want you to step up. Because faith is an action. You put a faith into action. Okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Step up, ma'am. Step up. Don't be afraid. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Just do it. Do you couldn't do before. Just do it. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you, Lord. Check it out. Just tell me now.
Feels good?
Healed?
I have
pain. You have no pain now?
It's not an all the time kind of pain. It like will pop back out of place. But
okay.
Then it takes a while now, to get back.
Just
in.
Do you couldn't do before. I want you to check it out. Feels good? Lift up your hands. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for healing me in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you for healing me. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. No pain? Glory to God. Just lift up your hands. God is a good God. Hey, He's a good God. He's a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. He loves us. Healing belongs to you and me. Amen. It's yours. Yes, ma'am.
I have very serious pain in here.
You have it right now?
I'm facing an operation.
You have it right now?
I have it right now.
Check it out, though.
Say what?
Check.
I can't do that.
Do it. You can. You have to do it. Do it. Don't be afraid. Nothing is going to happen to you. Just do it. Faith is an act. Do it. Say, Lord, thank you.
Lord, thank you.
For healing me.
For healing me.
I receive your healing.
I receive your healing.
I thank you for healing me.
I thank you for healing
Thank you for healing me. Do it again.
Thank you for healing me.
Do it again.
Thank you for healing me.
Thank you for healing me.
Thank you for
keep it doing. Keep it doing.
Thank you.
Thank you for healing me. And thank you for healing me. I know you have you feeling it, but we are not walk by feeling. We belong, walk by believe. Do it. Do it. Thank you, Lord, for healing me.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm all of you. I want you to do this, please. Say, lift up your hands. Say, Lord, thank you healing this dear sister right now. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Come on, lift up your hand. Do it. Do it. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me.
Thank you,
Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. I'm healed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell me now the difference.
I do. What?
Tell me
the difference. There's a difference.
There's a difference? How much a difference?
It still hurts.
But how much the difference?
Well, it's not cracking as much.
Oh, okay. The pain?
The pain's still there.
How much the difference, the pain?
Okay, it was at about a 10. Now it's at about an 8.
Uh-huh. Okay, do it again. Just believe, okay? Believe. You are healed.
Okay.
Bible says, by his stripes we were healed. You are healed, it means, right?
Yes.
Yes, now do it again. I'm just working with you. I'm helping. Helping your faith. Hallelujah. Yes, do it again. Don't be afraid. I know that you have a pain. But don't be afraid. Just believe. Thank you, Lord, for
doing it. Did you hear that crack?
Yeah.
It's cracking.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name. In the name. In the name. In the name of Jesus. I command these bones.
Yes.
The joints. Be healed.
Completely.
Devil, you take your hands off. Get out.
Completely.
Completely healed. Thank you, Lord, for doing it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In
Jesus'
name. Amen. Do it again. Check it out. 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 Keep doing it. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am.
Inflammation in my body and lower back pain.
You have a pain?
Yeah, lower back pain.
Check it out. Check it out. Yes.
It's tight.
Lift up your hands and Lord, thank you for healing my back.
Lord, thank you for healing my back.
Thank you, Lord, for healing my back. Thank you, Lord, for healing my back.
Thank you, Lord, for healing my back.
Amen. Check it out again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep saying that. Thank you, Lord, for healing my back. Hallelujah. And keep. Yes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing power of God. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. I give you praise. I give you honor. In Jesus' name. Check yourself, ma'am, again. Check yourself. Yes, sir. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, the God of compassion.
Right, it's simple.
In the name, I command that spirit, the spirit of infirmities, to leave in Jesus' name. Leave. I said leave in Jesus' name. The power of God, the healing power of God, the deliverance, complete deliverance. Arthritis, I command you, leave. Power be broken. Thank you, Father. Blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you for doing it, dear Lord. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we Father, we lift our hands to you and praise you. Lift our hands and just praise him and give him a glory because he deserves all the glory. We thank you, Father. We thank you for doing it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing people. I give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Just, you know, it's nice to hear a word. It's better to act on a word. So would you bow your heads for a moment? I know God spoke to my heart, I'm sure everybody. Father, just we heard a word about drawing near to you. And Father, just we say, we confess we have not drawn near to you. And today, if that's you, and you'd raise your hand and say, I am setting a time, a set time. Like I've set a time for my hairdresser on Wednesday. But Lord, we are setting time with you. Would you just raise your hand? Just so, thank you. Yeah. It's just you and Lord. Father, we set time. We set time. And our lives are changed. And our destinies and the destinies of others in this set time. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 All right. That was just wonderful. Just sweet. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I would ask if you would like to sow into this ministry. I'm going to have my ushers come forward right now. Sow into this ministry. Just make your checks out to YCF and we will forward that on. They have a Bible school, and it's very interesting Bible school there. Like, I went to Bible school a long, long time ago. And, you know, we paid for our own housing, our own meals. And but the Bible school there, when a student goes, the school pays for their housing, for their food. All right, so if you'd like to sow into this ministry, they are training up the next generations for India. And probably all over the world. But if you'd like to sow into that, also, let's just get quiet right now. Father, man, generosity, amen. Lord, we've just had a sample of just your words again into our hearts. And Lord, thank you for this ministry and the ministers and the Bible school. I thank you, Father, they go big and long and wide for India. And I thank you that we've been blessed and have an opportunity to bless it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my ushers will go here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, why don't you stand up? Amen. Good to see some of you all. I haven't seen in a little bit. Praise God. Amen. Good, good, good. Father, I thank you that the word has been rich. And I thank you, Father, we leave empowered. We are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. The blessed going in, and you all are blessed going out. Remember, you are a light, and people need to hear and see you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you all.